KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. It's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your host for Chatterbox.
So here we are, doing a radio show. What's our main topic for today?
Well, that's a tough one, dude. We've got so many to choose from.
I was told before we started that there would be some discussion of rape, and that we should perhaps avoid that topic for reasons I'm uncertain of. Is there an explanation for why we should avoid the rape game?
I think there might be an explanation, yeah.
What's the explanation?
Because I'm here and I don't want my parents to hear that.
Oh!
I'm just trying to keep it, I promise, to be family appropriate.
I must have missed that memo.
Yeah.
Well, Mom and Dad, if you want to call us at 866-536-1100 and let us know if that's an acceptable topic of discussion. It is game-related. Feel free. I mean, we're open for the next hour. So the person speaking on that microphone is Joe, the superfan of Chatterbox,
who's traveled from lands far away to just to chill and hang out with us and be on the show,
which is pretty great. And next week we have another super fan, but not quite a super because he's local.
Yeah, I'm better than him.
So it's like a media fan, like in the middle, in the median.
The next one?
Yeah, like not super.
Not in the media.
He's on academia. He's like in the mezzanine.
Okay. But Joe takes the cake.
Yeah.
Like, we had a guy come out and meet us at a bar once. That was very exciting. I had a guy recognize me in an airport while he was patting me down and probably touching me inappropriately.
It always vacillates between the, kind of like, is this guy here to plant a bomb on us? Or no, he just thinks we're cool. Okay, let's hang out with him. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm not positive that he's passed the crazy test yet. But
no, he's cool.
He's inching Joe's closer cool. to the finish line.
Yeah. Well, just ignore the ticking sound.
Yeah. I told you yesterday, man, they use digital now. I wouldn't expect to hear ticking.
Right. And you would probably not hear it if someone was really that devious.
If they made a good bomb, you're saying?
But
okay, well, speaking of fans,
let's do a show today. How about that?
Speaking of super fans and people who love us,
Or maybe not.
I found a bunch of reviews that have been there for a long time
about
our program,
about our show.
And for anybody listening, especially those who've written these reviews, you know that we like nothing less than to talk about ourselves on this program.
This is true. But at the same time, I mean, what else are we going to talk about?
Well, there is the topic of gaming. But for right now, we are just going to talk about ourselves and the... Man, I spelled it wrong. It's so hard on this stupid iPhone to type when you can't do it landscape. All right, so there it is. We've got iTunes reviews for this program. So I urge anyone listening who likes the show to write about it in the iTunes reviews. I'm not sure why, because there's never a time that we will actually get listed in any sort of rankings that puts us to the top.
Maybe one day.
Or gets us listened to more. But you should do it anyway. And the people who don't like us, I urge you even more to write reviews for us.
Hit the lowest of lows.
But besides that, if you don't like us, I would urge you with even more extreme vigor to actually call in. And if you don't like what we're saying, if you think we're wrong, because many of the comments, and by many, I mean some, basically addressed us as saying, well, we talk like our opinions are like only correct opinions and everyone else is wrong. Well,
that's true.
That's
we're willing to listen to yours anyway.
That's a lot. And to be a little bit less facetious about it, a lot of that reason is because we're not in the presence of dissenting opinions. And so if you have a dissenting opinion and you feel strongly and you can express that opinion articulately, hey, you know what? Give us a call or send us an email. And you know what? We'll take you seriously. If you're serious, then we're serious.
Unless
That's how it works.
Unless you sound like Rich.
If you're not serious, then it's going to just fall into oblivion.
But let me tell you how lucky you are, and I'm speaking to you, dear hateful listener. There was a time when Ara was not on this show, and I was hosting the show. There was a time before Ara, before Nate, before Dawn. Okay, there wasn't a time before Dawn, but there was a time when Dawn was absent, and I would have to do
this
show.
And this is a person, not like the concept of the sun rising.
Correct. The person named Donald. Was the very first co-host of the show, and we were equals. I was no host versus co-host. It was, you know, as we are now. But there were times when he would be gone, and I would continue to do the show because, you know, the show must go on.
Always.
And then the show would be a good 45 minutes of just me. So take that as a gift. With every program you force yourself to listen to your Chatterbox, you're not listening to 45 minutes of me. And in fact, quite often, you're listening to many minutes of only Ara talking, which is, I think, definitely a gift.
And one of the other funny things that I saw in the reviews was that one guy commented, I remember this specifically, that I love to hear myself talk. And it was hilarious.
He did write that.
It's hilarious to me to read that because, one, I never actually thought of myself that way. So maybe Joe
mentioned that he did maybe, when he first met
yeah,
or
so,
listened to the show.
So maybe this makes me even more of a douche than normal, right? If I can't recognize it. But two, I've always hated that guy who was like that. And I've used those very same words to describe other people. Like, man, that guy just loves to hear himself talk.
Right. Yeah. Well,
so I don't know what to say, guys. I like to talk about video games. If the red star comes up for some reason, I'm not going to say let's not talk about it.
I'm with you, man. That is a fine example. Now, there are other people who write good things. For instance, last year, almost a year ago, someone writes, I've been listening for a little over a year. I'm speaking that way because of the lack of grammar in this. So I've been listening for a little over a year, and I must say these guys in depth about game than other good. They like at the finer points rather than how good the graphic are. Keep on podcasting. And
Really? Was that verbatim?
Verbatim. It's amazing that I was able to actually spit that out. Quite a good review. And I'm going to guess not a native English speaker. So kudos to him for trying very hard.
Or maybe he was just holding the iPhone vertically and trying to type.
So anyway, there's our several minutes of talking about ourselves because we like to hear ourselves
speak. Get out of the way, okay. Early.
So yeah, so that's enough of that.
There could be more, Joe.
So
there could be more. All right, so we got that. We got that out of the way. I'll put the phone away.
So it's literally out of the way now.
Exactly. So no more discussion about ourselves. No more discussion about rape. Joe, I mean, it's up to you. You're running the show.
Rapiers. We won't talk about rapiers. Yeah.
Did we tell you, Joe, that you call the shots? You tell us what we're going to talk about today.
I did not get that memo.
We'll throw out a few options, and you decide what you want to touch on. Because you traveled all this way to come to the show, so you should have some sort of say.
All right, here's option number one. GameStop?
Option number two.
Rape.
Option number three.
More rape.
I guess we'll take option number one.
Okay, let's talk about GameStop.
Really? I thought we were going to give him a real choice. Okay.
No, are you kidding? There's no real choices here.
That's what we do. We give you the illusion of choice. Much like a game designer gives you the illusion of choice.
That's very true, and that's very well done. Okay, so we've got two stories about GameStop. I think are going to be very interesting to discuss. Let's start with the less potentially heated one, right? So a while back, there was a Monster Hunter demo, right, Joe? You said you got one.
Yes, I did.
And so this Monster Hunter demo, tell me if I'm not correct. This was a promo that's given away free. So Capcom, right, got a whole bunch of these demos, sent them to GameStop, and they said, hey, GameStop, give these away for free, right?
Sounds good to me.
They may have said, do whatever you want with these. We don't know.
Well, whatever they said, right, they're intended to be given away for free, right?
They are not behind, at least at the store I was in. It was just sitting on the counter. So, I mean, I could have just walked up, taken it, walked out of the store, and no one would have known better.
Much like sure. Other people do with full games.
Right, and packs of gum and so on. Okay, anyway. So somebody who lives in Seattle went to go to GameStop and wanted to see, hey, do you guys have any more of that demo? And they're like, oh, yes, we do, but we can't give it to you, second-class citizen you, because you did not pre-order the game. Right. So if we can put aside the insane illogic of this, right, because it's if I'm buying the game, why do I want the demo? If I don't know if I'm going to buy the game and I want to play the demo, then why would I pre-order?
Because you want to play it early, man. That's...
So, okay, fine. Play the demo early. Aside. Right, but the purpose of the demo is to see if you want to buy the game.
That's the purpose from Capcom's point of view.
Right.
And, however, GameStop and apparently, has a competing motive.
So, several GameStops in the Seattle area, and this person actually made a Google Maps map out of it. To track people who have gone to GameStops and in the Seattle area.
Do the five stores in the area form a pentagram?
And no, there's actually more than five stores in the area, and you could probably draw multiple pentagrams if you had such proclivities. But she found out, remarkably, that it was almost half of the stores in the area wouldn't give out the demo to you unless you pre-ordered the game, right? So they're holding the demo hostage.
Oh, so she cheated. She got a bunch of different demos, a bunch of copies of that.
So, well...
Like cheating the system.
No, I don't know if she did that specifically.
Sure sounds like it.
But I don't... Well, I don't know if it was her friends or she recruited people.
Scheming B.
Okay, look. That's between you and her, right? So this was kind of interesting, and we were actually kind of talking about this before the show a little bit, that... GameStops seem to have a wide variance of policies, and some are more strict and do things by the book.
Wild West, my friend.
And other ones are, yes, it's more like the Wild West, like we're going to do whatever we want and you don't get your demo.
But we know this is the result of the you know, forceful sales tactics of corporate, saying, you know, you need to get this many reservations or just do well with your reservations. And so they have to come up with ways on the spot to improve their numbers, which is to say, get more reservations, and this is one method. And they do whatever you need to do to get those.
So here's my question to you guys. Do you think that holding the demo hostage and saying this is only available to you if you pre-order is actually going to be effective?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, what do you think, Joe?
No.
Okay. I think we have a disagreement
here. You worked there.
I did.
People don't have the expectation to get it for free. There's no reason they would. They walk into the store, and if they show an interest in Monster Hunter, oh, if you reserve it, I'll give you, you know, you can get the demo for free. That they don't know that Capcom's intent was different.
No, you're right.
In fact, I'm almost positive I had done something similar while working at GameStop. I don't recall any incident, but it doesn't surprise me one bit. And I probably did.
I think they do it even if they're not supposed to. To try to get the reserve, but I would rather play it first than come back and reserve.
I would argue there may not be a supposed to or not supposed to.
And that
may
be
just
true.
Be the freedom to do what you will.
Well, other than Capcom said these are supposed to be given away for free.
Well, we
except for that part.
I'm saying we don't know that they said that. But on that note,
I think they said it.
We're going to break.
On their forums.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
With guest host Joe the Superfan.
Woo.
Now, Joe, who is the wonderful sponsor of the Chatterbox Video Game Radio show?
That would be the University of Advancing Technology.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow. You are right, sir.
The whole thing, not even an acronym.
And what is their website, Joe?
That would be uat.edu.
You win. Excellent. You, dear listener, may attend the University of Advanced Technology to learn more about how to get into the gaming industry by becoming a producer, designer, director, or any of those things they pretend you can do when you learn the art of gaming.
And artificial life programming.
Oh, yes. And network
security. Very important.
Yeah. Apparently that's a huge untapped segment of the industry.
When I say pretend, what I mean is, like, you don't go to school to be director or to be producer. You go to school to learn, you know, the making games part.
That's true. You drop out of school.
Yeah,
to sweet talk your way into one of those jobs.
That's how it works. Really, if you get a job at the local strip club and then can schmooze with all the people that you want to schmooze with, including the people who will be actually developing the games, then you can be director.
This is true.
Okay, so we're talking about GameStop.
Yeah, so there's actually not a lot more that we want. I think we should talk about that. We should switch over to the other more exciting GameStop topic now.
All right. So to clarify, we don't. I guess she didn't actually go to all these stores herself.
No,
she asked
didn't,
other people to do
no,
the work for her.
Right. She didn't actually try to amass as many demos as possible.
And you said that they mentioned on their forums. We don't actually know that that's true. They may not have mentioned on their forums.
I just made it up, but it probably happened.
Okay. Capcom probably spoke out about it.
I've been told that the best way to find out if you're wrong about something is to talk about it as if you're just unequivocally right.
And someone will call you out?
Yes. So okay. So I'm depending on you guys to help me. I'm not just trying to talk like a bastard all the time.
I was listening to another podcast. I was listening to another podcast today, Radiolab, and they were talking about this theory, or not so much a theory, but something that's been.
It was on This American Life, actually, where I heard that.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, so apparently, this thing you take a bunch of people en masse, and you have them estimate something, and none of them will do particularly well. But if you take the average of the mass, then their guess will be very likely spot on.
Yeah. So that's like one versus 100, basically.
The average of a large number of uneducated guesses will turn out to be simulate extremely educated. So that's just very interesting.
That's very interesting.
And somehow that fit into this conversation a minute ago, but I can't remember how.
Sure. We'll just assume it
does. Joe, how did it fit into the conversation?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm going to call over to Joe every time I need to know something.
Okay.
Which is often.
All right. So
GameStop B.
So GameStop topic B is far more interesting. Now, there's a lawsuit against GameStop by an individual.
I foresee that in the near future, lawsuits will no longer make things more interesting by virtue of lawsuit.
That's possible.
Okay.
So here's what happened. This guy goes in to GameStop because he wants to buy a copy of what game? Dragon Age. Right?
Good game.
So, okay, I'm looking at Dragon Age. I go talk to the guy who works there. He's like, well, you can buy this.
He tells him he won't sell it to him unless he reserves a game.
$59.99, new, or, you know what, we'll sell you the used copy, just like the new one, but you save $5.
Yep.
You want to save $5, don't you? Would you rather have $5, or would you rather I have the $5?
Another 10% off if you have the membership card.
Oh, and there's even that, too, right?
Let's clarify that what Joe said was actually not correct a moment ago. He was just joking.
I was just kidding.
Okay. So he was like, okay, I'll buy the used one, right? So he buys the used one. He goes home, and he finds out, wow, there is this extra content that the box says it has. But it doesn't have it, right? It's this downloadable content. And I can get the content online, but I have to pay $15 for it, which means that I spent $10 extra versus if I just bought the game new, right? And so
I'm
it's
shaking
like,
my head in agreement.
So he tries to return the game because you guys are like, hey, dude, you guys told me that this game would have all this stuff, and you know I can't play this stuff, I have to pay extra for it, and I want to return it. And they said, no, you took more than 7 days. You can't have your money back, or whatever. So he said, okay, well, I'm just going to sue your butts off in true American style.
I wonder if this was planned.
I don't know if it's planned, and there's a couple of details that I've let off the table while I was talking for dramatic effect, and one of them is that now, on the box itself for Dragon Age, and maybe I don't. Every game I think is a little different, but for Dragon Age, on the box itself, it actually says, you were remarking to me about this, Joe.
It says that the content is available with the full retail purchase.
Right. Now we don't know exactly. Now it does say that, and it says that pretty close to where it says downloadable character and quest, which is included, but it's in smaller print. And we were just discussing that. Yeah, you know what? If you're a savvy gamer, you'll know this because you're
listening to the Chatterbox video game.
You listen
radio
to the show. You read blogs. You do the other things. You're informed. But a lot of people might not be informed, and we don't know how this exchange went down between the salesperson and the buyer. But let me just say that it's probably not. And you guys both correct me if you think I'm off base here. It's probably not unfair to believe that the salesperson was pushing the used copy on him and probably neglected to explicitly tell him that, oh, if you buy this, you're not going to get A, B, and C, which you would if you bought it new. Yeah?
I'd agree with that.
So that's the crux of the lawsuit. the specific words that they use in the lawsuit is that GameStop tricks customers into paying more for a used game than they would have if they paid if they purchased the same game and the content new. And so they basically compared this to selling a used book to customers without telling them that some of the chapters were ripped up. So here's here's the lawsuit. So I think that this guy actually has some merit behind him.
I agree.
You do too. Joe is not so sure.
I'm a little mixed on it.
So let's hear what Joe has to say about this.
I think, though, it's completely dependent upon things that we do not know. We don't know how it was sold to him in the store.
You're right.
And if they did claim, like you said, it's exactly like the original, but it's, you know, $5 off. If that was said, then I think they would owe it to them.
Yeah.
But a quick solution to the lawsuit is giving him, what, like 1,200 Microsoft points from the store.
Just, yeah, or
here you go.
Returning his game.
Yeah, or taking the return, which, by the way, like, I don't believe that they wouldn't take his return unless he waited some obscene amount of time and didn't have a receipt. Because GameStop people are pretty darn cool about letting you return a used game, especially if you're just going to buy the same one.
And yeah. They probably would have sold that game again in 20 minutes.
That too.
Yeah. So Joe, tell us what you're thinking about this topic.
I mean, I kind of see where he's coming from, but, I mean, when you're buying a used game, to me, if you're any bit of a gamer, you should know that you're not going to get any type of free content that comes with the game. Like, sometimes someone might trade in the collector's edition of, like, Halo 3. It may not have that extra disc because it's used.
Yeah, but don't you want to sue someone then?
Not really. I'm not the kind of guy that goes out and sues somebody.
Sue everybody.
Yeah, because suing someone probably takes more than $15 worth of time.
Maybe you should sue that restaurant we were just at, since they charged you for the club.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
So I'm gonna be filing
my... They are such ruffians, we don't even want to mention their name on the air.
That's right. No, because that would give them too much credit.
Okay. Damn them.
Yeah. But I did express my dissatisfaction in my tip, so
yes,
that's all
did.
I'm going to say.
I imagine so. That's why I put in a lot of extra in my tip. To take care of that.
And I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess that's it. We don't it's not pissing any one of us off enough to have a heated discussion.
I think the guy should just man up and relax.
Well,
okay, so Joe says
also,
calm down, Alon
the
says.
Thing is, this is not the first time we've heard GameStop being I don't have the right word in my mouth, but we haven't seen them we've seen them demonized many times, right? And
this is true.
The thing is, it's oftentimes for good reason, because they don't think things through, they don't warn people, they don't train people properly. The people who are in a position to train are not trained properly or educated enough, because, I mean, these are people working, oh, this is going to make some friends, working retail. Now, I worked retail. I was the manager of GameStop, so I'm speaking of myself as well. But I was a young Alon. I was a little fledgling 23-year-old Alon running the store, and I did a damn fine job, and I was well educated, and I kept myself very well, and I explained things well, and I was intelligent, but most of the people who worked for me weren't, and most of the people I worked with weren't, although actually they were a pretty good crew in my district, but you never know what you're going to get, and people who spend their entire life running retail and becoming district managers and training the people below them aren't the most fantastic people. They may very well be very salesmanish, which is probably the worst kind of person there is.
Sounds kind of icky.
Yeah. And so you don't get a lot of forethought in terms of policies at a place like GameStop, which is very much young workforce. Anyway, we gotta go, but we will be right back.
To me, Mario, you're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
And we are back once again.
Oh my god, Joe, what's that?
It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
That's right, it's Chatterbox Video
All
Game
right.
Radio.
Well
I
done.
Didn't even need to cue his ass. That he just knew.
That was expertly executed.
Oh, that was wonderful. Man.
All right,
yeah,
so.
I just think
spent.
I was here every week.
So we're going to do something else right now. We're going to do a little bit of the topic grab bag. I'm going to name some topics, and Joe's going to pick them.
It's like the shell game.
Yes, except...
But he's going to know what's under each shell.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Ubisoft being green. I'm going to do my best to be mysterious about these, okay? Crytek boss thinks he knows about the future of the game industry. Why are girls pissed off in the game industry?
So going green, the future. Girls are crazy.
Well, that's a given, but let's talk about the crazy women.
Okay.
Or D, rape.
Or yes, and there's raping and pillaging. You don't want to talk about that. Okay. I have to tell people why we're bringing this word up so much, because they don't understand the context. I have some printouts.
So we have to talk about it some more?
No, I have to explain the context, because they just think it's literally about rape, and it's actually not.
No, it's not.
No, there's a game called Rape Play. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, let's go on.
It's something we actually talked about weeks ago, so if you want to, hit the backlog.
Yeah, so you can find it there. Okay, so I was actually hoping that we could start this without some detrimental comments, but I guess it's too late. So
you know we have no female listeners anyway.
That's probably true.
You do tonight, several.
And
let's offend them all.
No, we don't want to offend them. But there's something interesting happened lately. Now, Game Developer Magazine posted they made a list, right? Now, top 10, top whatever lists are always very controversial, and they always get people arguing, why didn't you pick this? Why didn't you pick that? You're a bad person, and you should feel bad, and all that other stuff, right? So that was a while ago, and for some reason or another, they republished this list of the top 50 developers. And actually, to their defense, it's not necessarily the top of anything. What they've phrased it as is, quote, the most important contributors to the current state of the game industry, from indies to AAA, from business to art, design, and beyond. So,
did they mention CEOs of Sony? And like other people who make TVs
don't
have anything to do with video games?
I don't know. But it was developers, mostly. Actually, they had other categories. But anyway, this list was 50 people that they basically hand-selected as, we think that, in this time interval, which was around 2009, right, these are the most 50 most important people in the game industry today.
Will Wright, Shiggy...
Now,
and that's about it.
Yeah, I don't remember who's on it, but there's 50 people on there, okay? Now, what happened was they did not pick any women, and this got a lot of women angry.
But there are no influential women in the game industry.
Now,
what about Cliffy B? He's a woman.
Okay, guys, all right. So
they will, the chick who does all the sex talks?
They will argue that – I'm trying to be diplomatic here, if you guys tell.
It's not possible with this Peanuts gallery.
Right. So, a lot of people were like, well, what about this woman? She runs GDC. What about this other woman? She's very, very important and has accomplished a lot of things. What about, this other woman? She worked on the Portal game, and she's now working at Valve, and, she's accomplished quite a bit. And
she's accomplished Portal. That's all she's accomplished. And it was a great game. Love it.
Okay, here's where I want to steer this conversation.
I wouldn't call her influential.
Here's where I want to steer this conversation. The interesting thing is that every person who argued that the mention of a woman was absent basically was pissed off because a woman wasn't on there, right? And this has sparked a whole lot of controversy between two sides, one of them being, why didn't you mention these women? You must be a misogynist, right?
And is the other side, why aren't women, why aren't there any women worth being on this list?
Yes, that was essentially the other side.
I haven't read the article, folks.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it stands to reason, right? So half of the people are basically almost accusing the game developer / Gamma Sutra staff of being sexist because, they've obviously deliberately excluded women from this list, which personally I disagree that was intentional. I don't think that was intentional at all. And the other side basically says, hey, you know what? they went and they picked the 50 most people that stood out to them at that point in time, and they just didn't happen to pick any women. So if women...
It could just be a crew of closet homosexuals.
Well, that might be one thing. But, you know, women who make up about 8% of the game development industry, 8%.
So there should be four of them in okay. that list.
Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily scale, but if you wanted to do that, you could possibly do that. You know, they just... They say, okay, well, you know, you women, why don't you just work harder so that you can get the credit that you deserve instead of people picking you for a list just because you're a woman? And it basically degenerated into that. And I can see the logic in that too. So I just wanted to open this forum to you guys.
Joe, how much experience do you have with women?
Any comments? Anything?
Well, when you said like the lady who was involved with Portal, I mean, if you look at...
What was her name, Katie?
Wasn't there a chick, too, who was very influential in the Assassin's Creed games?
Well, there's Jade Raymond, who is...
Nobody's convinced that she had anything to do with it, except that they put her face on.
Who's a producer. Now, this is an interesting angle, right? Because Jade Raymond, right, she's a producer of the project. It's a very high-visibility project, and so she's in a highly visible position. And obviously, I mean, the role of the producer is an important role, right? But at the same time, because she was female and because she's attractive, right, she's gotten probably way more attention than anyone would have in that position if they weren't a woman, one.
Yeah, nobody knows the producer of any other game.
And two...
Except Sid Meier.
And two, she's also been credited with credits that aren't related to her because she was in such a visible position. So sometimes...
People just assume that she does X when she really does Y?
Well, in some... She's been assumed to, for example, you know, be a designer on the game when she wasn't a designer. She was the producer. These are very different roles.
Yeah. The producer, like, makes sure that there's office staff.
Right. And then
and
there's...
buys the coffee.
Right. And then
and
there's...
that sort of thing.
Well, there's other things that they do. I mean, they manage the money. Okay.
How much could Jade Raymond really do?
I don't know her. I don't know.
Okay.
There was also a woman, and her name escapes me right now. She worked at Crystal Dynamics. And she was heavily involved in, like, the storyline of, like, the Legacy of Kane series. And then I think now she had a lot to do with the storyline in, like, Uncharted. You know, but no one gives her any credit. And those two games are regarded as having great stories. But no one
ever
talks
about
her.
I'll take your word for it. But isn't the list influential?
The most... Well, they've defined it as the most important contributors. Here's... Okay, I'll give you guys my opinion. Okay? Since we're not getting a lot of opinions. I think that if you're going to, first of all, if you're going to make a list of a top anything, right, or of a 50 of anything, there's no way, unless it's like a sales list, there's no way for this determination of who's in and who's out is going to be objective. If you don't have strict objective criteria, like sales numbers, right, then it's going to be subjective. And it's good. If it's going to be subjective, then... You know, yeah, you know what? If this person was making a list, he'd make a different list. And, you know, Joe, you'd make a different list. And Alon would make a different list. And, you know, everyone would be pissed at everyone else's selections because, you know, everyone has their own opinions, right?
That's the whole
point. My list, by
the
way, top 10 would all be women.
Yeah. So, that being said, I think that there's a lot of undue arguing because it's like, hey, guys, it's just a list. Like, it's, I feel like a lot of people are just putting this list up on a pedestal. Like, there's a presumption that, you know what, if we don't put enough women in the limelight, let's say, for the game industry, then you know, girls who are growing up won't have enough role models and they won't want to be a game developer, or they won't think that it's a valid path for them, right? And that somehow this is going to, you know, depress the... you know, the ambitions of women in the future if we don't do our best to recognize as many women as men. You know, and I can see something in that, but at the same time, right, I don't really see how that follows. I mean, if you really look at it from a meritocracy type angle, right, where if just it's a top 50 of these are the best 50 contributions, which has no sex, right? And if you select those just based on, you know, the ideas, which there's no gender attached to, then why can't somebody say, you know, who's a woman, oh, that person had an incredible accomplishment, you know, I want to be like that person, instead of paying attention to their gender and saying, this person is not of my gender, and therefore I cannot relate to this person. I disagree with that premise. I don't think that that follows necessarily.
Well, and I also don't think the people complaining said that. But what they did was they pointed out, simply because they have their own reason for wanting a woman, right? They have their own agenda. There should be a woman in this list. But so they back it up by saying, well, there were women who were, you know, very important for whatever reason, but there's no real reason to say that they were as influential or important or whatever the words were as all the other ones. They just want to give reason why some woman they thought of should earn it. That way they can have a representative woman in the group.
But many of these,
that's how all of this works.
They feel truly wronged. I mean, many of these women who feel like a woman should have been on that list because women should get credit. I mean, they really, like, honestly, with all their heart, they feel truly wronged that one didn't, you know. And I just, you know, it wasn't on purpose, one, and I don't think that it prevents
probably
other
the
women.
Same people who are upset that the president selected wasn't a woman because it's not a representative sample.
Well, once you go down that road, it's like, well, how come there's not a black woman? How come there's no Armenians in the list? I'm very offended. I think Armenians should have better representation in the game development community.
What they should do is form a female-only studio, get the battle level up, make a better game, and off they go.
Well, yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Did you notice that you stole my intro last opening?
I did now, because I'm like, hey, I remember speaking last time, but I'm supposed to... We normally trade off.
Yes.
And I totally
I wonder
stole.
If they know... Joe, do you ever notice that? Like, there's a very specific rhythm to the show.
Yes.
Okay.
It's usually you first, then our... So,
I've disrupted the rhythm.
But you know what?
I apologize.
My own presence has disrupted that rhythm, too.
I'm a taker. I take, and this time it's all about giving. That's what I've done. So Joe, I'm going
on.
To give you, in my theme of giving, the opportunity to once again introduce our fantastic sponsor.
That would be the University of Advancing Technology.
Yes, it is. Learn about them at uat.edu. That is my request to you, dear listener.
Hey, maybe we should give out the phone number.
866-536-1100. We got 10 more minutes. Give us a call if you want to. I know there's supposedly a lot of people listening, says Joe.
The phone lines are open now, by the way, guys. They were closed before, but we turned the crank and we opened the latch and we pressed the button, so they're on now.
The operator is standing by. So we get mail here at the show. Feel free to message us. Go to our website, Chatterbox Game Show. You can find the links to Alon at chatterboxgameshow.com, R at chatterboxgameshow.com. There's even a way to message us right from the website. we talked about net neutrality last week, and we also talked about Infinity Ward at some point. I don't know if that was last week or the week before. But we got a message from Swan Dog, who may very well be someone I work with during the day, by the way. I'm not sure. But he makes a point of saying Infinity Ward didn't come out of nowhere, and they actually started off at EA making Medal of Honor. They bailed on that. Medal of Honor basically tanked after that.
Yeah, I don't remember when we said that they came out of nowhere.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, so Infinity Ward did a good thing. They left a very large company, EA, and then the game that they were making continued to get made by other people, and it started sucking. I don't know if it tanked sales-wise, but it tanked in quality-wise, at least according to this writer of this email and supposed general consensus. So anyway, they leave. Their old game goes bad. They make a new game to high acclaim. They then get picked up by another large company, only to see the very same thing happen. They get pissed off and leave. Or dropped, or whatever the case
may be. And interestingly enough, right, Activision this whole time is insisting that they have, we've got the, what do they call it? They call it a deep bench of fabulously skilled workers who are paid more than anyone else in the industry. And even though the 12% of the company's left already, and they're all, most all of them are leaders, they're still going to, I don't know, do some amazing things, I guess.
Well, they got to say that to make their
stockholders
happy.
But they do, but how many times do you have to piss on somebody and tell them it's raining?
Well, what's funny here is when you're a public company, and you and I both know this because we own some of Activision, we as the stockholders are supposed to not be lied to by the company. And so for them to say that we have this large group of quality developers when we see that the evidence says that when it's not Infinity Ward making a Modern Warfare game or a Call of Duty game, it tends to suck, they must not be telling the truth. But luckily, that's something that's totally subjective that can get right past the SEC.
Indeed.
So anyway, Swandog here makes the point, and Ken, by the way, is the real name, makes the point that there's these two instances of failure to recognize history. First off is the group of people developing the game. They were with a large company. They left. They joined another large company. Big surprise. They left again or got dropped. And then there's Activision, who saw that EA's game started doing poorly. Or see, that's the thing. I don't know the real history about this. This is just based off an email. The quality of the game went downhill when they lost the people, and now Activision is letting these people go, you know, to the inevitable drop in quality of their game as well.
And I gotta say that not knowing anything about the actuality of that situation, which also
it sounds very plausible.
Most people are in the same boat, right? Like, we like to talk about these things like we know what's going on, but the reality is, unless we're actually there, we don't know what the F is going on.
No, and that's why we make a point of making it sound like we know what's going on, and then we get those wonderful iTunes reviews.
That's an excellent point. But my point is that even though I don't know, I kind of want Activision to lose. Because
they're the man.
Because they're Goliath, basically.
Yeah.
And even if the Infinity Ward principles did something absolutely heinously bad and wrong and immoral, I still kind of want Activision to lose. Because they're the behemoth.
Well, so. And because the Infinity Ward people are just so cool.
Right, but I'm saying if they weren't, even if they weren't cool...
Okay.
I still would kind of be on their side.
Gotcha.
You know, and I think most people who are gamers and or developers, I think probably have that tendency.
Do we have a tally in the last week? Has the company gone downhill more? Have they lost more people?
I've not heard any new announcement lately, but there's been like, I don't know, somewhere between like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people left. And that's about a 100-person company, so it's about 10, 12%.
Do you play the Medal of Honor games or Modern Warfare games?
I do not like those games whatsoever.
Really?
I think they're all the same.
All right. Well, I think we have time for a little Joe's Corner discussion. So what kind of games do you play, Joe?
I play a little bit of everything.
Don't like those kinds of games?
Not except those.
Bit of everything minus that. Though.
Okay, so now this game is going to be try and find another type of game that Joe will say, I also don't like that type of game.
I'm working on it.
I play RPGs, sports games, action adventure, puzzle, strategy. I'm just not a fan of military shooters.
Love the Sam and Max, though.
I like
board games.
I liked Catan board game. It was really good.
Oh. I see a glimmer in Alon's eyes.
We could be sitting down playing Catan right now if only I didn't have to take my old head and put it to bed as soon as the show is over.
Yes. It's a tough life, Alon.
Yeah, this Catan thing, that's...
It's good stuff.
Card games.
Not really. I used to play Magic when I was younger, but kind of...
So what else, Joe? What else can you tell us about yourself?
I don't know. I'm just a regular dude. I just play video games and work.
Might I say that you're an average Joe?
You may. You can.
I'm sure
it's
been said many times before.
Actually not.
No?
No, I don't get that one, which is kind of good.
You said regular dude, and I was thinking average Joe. Works very well. Is there anyone who's listening to the program that we should shout to?
You know, I will give a couple quick shout-outs. Let's make it brief.
Let me do
here.
One. I want to do one.
We got Andrew.
Andrew!
Emily.
Emily!
Girlfriend, who is very... apparently infuriated with our last topic.
What? What are you talking about?
The women. Developers.
Why doesn't she call in and we can talk
because
about it?
Apparently she doesn't want to.
Very shy.
Because okay, so
the woman is not outspoken enough to.
You angry people were trying to get you to call in, and apparently we're not angering you enough. Apparently,
how can you be successful in any industry, including game design, if you can't even bring it upon yourself to call into a radio show and express your opinion?
Emily, you have about 4 to 6 minutes.
If you can't express your opinion, you cannot be successful. And that is why all women are bad.
And on that note, shout outs to Devin and Mary.
Devin, Mary!
And Jared.
Those are my shout outs. And Jared!
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
No more shout outs.
Fantastic. Now, we have these other topics that we didn't cover. We've got like 2 minutes. Do we want to the going green thing? I'm kind of curious because I don't know much about it.
Yeah, this is a little quickie here. Okay, guys.
Who was the one who was upset? What's her name?
Emily.
Emily! Double shout out.
So
that is going to spike when I do the recording later today.
Here's a funny thing. Here's a funny little thing from Ubisoft, right? So Ubisoft has decided that, and I'm actually surprised that it took this long for a company to decide this, that they will not print manuals anymore. All their manuals
I did read about that.
Are going to be in their games
and
from now on.
They're claiming it's to go green.
That's the funny part.
That's the company line, man.
Yeah, it's the company line because they'd like you to think that they're being green, whereas they're like, hey, we could save all this money if we didn't do this. Yes, we want to save money because when we save money, we make money. How will this be more palatable to our consumers? We'll say we're going green.
$50 says now instead of an instruction manual, they still print up paper, but it's a catalog.
That would be funny. That would be absolutely hilarious. That would be almost as funny as getting the Pandora's box special set for God of War 3 and it coming with the sheet that's entitled How to Open Pandora's Box.
I bet someone had a good laugh about that, by the way.
I hope so.
Someone in the production of that paper.
That took a lot of effort right now. But yeah, I mean, come on. They're not doing it to save on the earth. They're doing it to save money. I mean,
I can't wait until you open that package, find no instruction manual, and then they have to spend a piece of paper to say there is no instruction manual.
Right. Yeah. They'll probably do that. And the packaging itself, right, the plastic is about a million billion times worse than, you know, printing a couple of pieces of paper.
In their defense, the Xbox 360 cases are green.
That they are colored green.
Yes, but so they have not gone green.
That does not mean that does not mean it's any more biodegradable than purple plastic.
But it's green. Joe,
that's true.
You have a moment. What do you want to say? Anything but swearing.
Yeah, I'm not going to swear. Thanks for having me down, guys. It was a really good time.
No problem.
To do it again sometime.
I really hope Emily will write us a letter. If you got pissed off, please write us a letter.
I promise not to tell your parents about the rape that occurred
because
earlier.
Because just getting pissed off doesn't accomplish anything. Writing letters
and reviews on iTunes.
That makes the world go round.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week with another semi-super fan. And for you, Emily, thank you for listening to the program. We'll be back next week.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bases are belong to us.